Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast here on Tuesday, February 13th. Pancake Day for all of us here. Celebrate. You celebrate that one. I mean, I say celebrate. It's just an excuse to eat pancakes the day before Valentine's Day as well. So if you haven't, nice little reminder there to go and get the cards and flowers and chocolate and wine already. If I save one marriage by giving that little drop there, then it was worth doing. So yeah, go make sure you've done that for your significant others as well. Let's have a little chat about the latest Liverpool news as the Reds report back to the action after a nice couple of days off after beating Burnley. First story I want to bring up is Liverpool have announced that Sven-Goran Eriksson will be part of Liverpool's management setup as the Reds legends face the Ajax legends in March. The backstory, of course, for those who are unaware of it, unfortunately Sven's been diagnosed with a terminal illness. He said in an interview a couple of weeks ago now, you know, the one thing he would have loved to have done in his career would be to manage Liverpool FC. He's a big Liverpool supporter. He always has been. Didn't ever get that opportunity. He had a couple of chances to come to Manchester City as an opposition manager in the 80s for Benfica and then in the 2000s with Manchester City, but never got to manage a Liverpool team. He's now going to get that opportunity. So yeah, March 23rd, Sven will be on the bench for the Legends game, raising some much needed funding for the LFC Foundation and Forever Red. So yeah, go and get your tickets. Really nice story. That's Sven, of course. The circumstances around it are really unfortunate with Sven being ill, but if it brings a smile to his face as well and his family's faces, then it's a really nice moment for Sven. I'm sure he'll get a very good reception at Anfield as well from all who attend. So yeah, good luck to Sven. Hope it all goes well. A really nice moment. One of the benefits, actually, of social media. Social media, it can be a cesspit and it gets a bad rep, and 99% of the stuff it gets bad is worth it. Things like this show the good side. Obviously, it was a little bit of a social media campaign that got the wheels in motion into this one. So yeah, it'd be good for Sven in March to be in the home dugout at Anfield. Moving on to the current teams, forget the legends, although some of these players could be considered Liverpool legends, it's fair to say, but they're still active Liverpool legends. It was great to see both Joe Gomez and Alisson Becker reporting back for duty at the AXA on Tuesday. Both missed the game against Burnley due to illnesses. Jurgen Klopp said at the time Joe Gomez felt a bit better, but he still had a temperature, so they had to get him away from the squad, almost quarantine him, for lack of a better phrase. Alisson reported ill on Saturday. Again, Jurgen said he couldn't swallow, couldn't eat, which again isn't ideal. So Alisson missed the game as well. They both had, of course, they've both been away from camp for like 3 days. Liverpool didn't train on Sunday or Monday. The players will have a little bit of a break, obviously partly probably due to the illness bug, maybe get everyone away from each other and see if they can calm that situation down. But on Tuesday, both of them reported back to training along with Connor Bradley. Obviously, Connor Bradley had missed the last couple of weeks with bereavement after the untimely, unfortunate passing of his father. Liverpool said at the time, of course, he can take as much time and do exactly what he wants and whenever he wants to do so. It's obviously been decided by him, his family, whoever, that he's good to come back. So yeah, nice to see Connor back as well, and hopefully getting back into a bit of routine might be able to help him out a little bit after what's been a very, very difficult, very emotional couple of weeks for Connor and his family. So yeah, good to see that he reported back as well, as did Diogo Jota. Jota was seen limping off the pitch at the end of full time of Liverpool 3 Burnley 1. Anyone who watches the inside Anfield videos will have seen Jota limping down the tunnel at full time. Turns out he took a bit of a bash on his knee. He looked okay. I mean, we'll find out. Liverpool haven't trained that time recording, but he reported for duty. My eagle eye on the video suggests he didn't look like he was limping too badly. So again, maybe a couple of days off, a little bit of ice on it. Hopefully Jota's back fit and available as well, because Liverpool will want him to start at the weekend. We're still waiting for updates on Trent Alexander-Arnold, Szoboszlai and Mo Salah, all at different stages of their individual issues, of course. Now, Trent only went off injured against Burnley, so you'd think touch and go at best for Brentford. The egg and the tay wasn't a big issue, but I'm guessing they're probably going to want to play that safe. There was talk last week that both Szoboszlai and Mo Salah were striving to be back for that Brentford game again. That between now and then, there's still four sessions for Liverpool, so there's plenty of time. So no updates yet on those two. Stefan Bacetic was reporting for training again. No idea at what stage he's up to with his return as well. He was in the building, but so was just because he was in the building. We'll see how he gets on as well. Fingers crossed that he's back sooner rather than later. But yeah, no massive updates on them. Liverpool keeping things closer to their chests for now. And of course, why wouldn't they do that, given that they've got a lot of time between now and Brentford? Jürgen won't even have to do a press conference till Friday. So I'm sure we'll learn more by then on the availability of those players. But yeah, good news for Gomez, Alisson and of course Conor Bradley. Liverpool will welcome them back with open arms, especially, of course, with Trent picking up the injury. Jürgen now has a couple of options at right back. He had to use Curtis Jones for 45 minutes against Burnley because his first three options were all unavailable. And now he's got two of those back, so fingers crossed. Yeah, both of them are okay. I mean, it'd be ideal if Trent's available as well. And then Jürgen has got a nice headache to have, but worst case is he looks like he's going to have the two of them. My guess is he would pick Gomez in that game, given Brentford and their set pieces and the height, but who knows? Conor Bradley would be more than in to start if they do go straight back to him as well.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Just a final update to speak about then. Not so much Liverpool related, but it certainly impacts Liverpool over the next couple of weeks. Chelsea have been hit with an injury situation of their own, having already lost Benoit Badiashile due to injury. They lost Thiago Silva during their win against Crystal Palace last night. They also lost Malagusto. He went off with what looked like maybe a tight hamstring as well. We saw Thiago Silva limped off with what Mauricio Pochettino called a groin issue. Now, of course, we're less than 2 weeks away from Liverpool playing Chelsea in the League Cup final, so it's definitely well worth keeping half an eye on Chelsea and their defensive issues. D'Arcy and Colwell were at centre-back for them. Yes, they two very good options to have, but behind them there wasn't too much more. So Chelsea are on a little bit of thin ice with centre-backs. Liverpool have been there at times this season, of course. They were there at the weekend. Liverpool were without Matip, without Konate, without Gomez, so we know what that can be like. It's different kettle of fish doing that against Burnley at home than perhaps it would be if it was, you know, what Chelsea are about to face. They're about to face Liverpool in a cup final, but before that, they're actually playing a game that Liverpool really could do with them winning. They play Manchester City at the weekend, and we'll all be praying for a Chelsea win there. Obviously, they drew 4-4 in the reverse fixture at Stamford Bridge. Obviously, Chelsea go to the Etihad this weekend. So, yeah, it's weird. In terms of Liverpool winning the cup, Chelsea being down a couple of players might not be the worst thing, but actually, if I had to choose, I think I'd rather them be fit. Let them go to Manchester at the weekend. Go to Manchester at the weekend and try and get someone off City and take the chances. But yeah, keep an eye on Chelsea over the next couple of weeks. They've got a few games to play. They are without Silva now. We'll see how long. They're definitely without Badiashile. Gusto's a doubt as well. Chelsea look like they're getting stretched thin at the back as well. They've already lost their goalkeeper, Sanchez. Petrovic is now in goal as well. So Chelsea are going through a very similar situation Liverpool have gone through, albeit Liverpool have coped very, very well. Chelsea get the win yesterday. They look like they're turning a corner a little bit form-wise. But yeah, something to keep an eye on. Chelsea's injury update there. Yeah, fingers crossed they can beat Manchester City. If they want to beat Manchester City and then lose a couple of players, not that I want players to get injured, maybe they're just a bit fatigued or a couple of suspensions or something, then that would be the way that I'd want it to go down. But yeah, thanks very much for joining me for this episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Just to let you guys know, if you want to get ready for Wembley with us, redmenplus.com is the place to go. If you check out our back catalogue of amazing League Cup final features, we've got documentaries, interviews, including part 6 of the League Cup Stories series. Before the 2002 final, we released 5-part series. It went down really well. Highlighting up to that point, Liverpool's 8 League Cup victories. Episode 1 was the 4 consecutive wins in the 1980s. Episode 2 was 95. Episode 3, 2001. Episode 4, 2003. And then episode 5 was 2012 with the journalists who covered the Reds at the time. We've just put out episode 6 with James Pearce of The Athletic looking back at Liverpool's 2002 League Cup triumph. So yeah, go and get yourselves involved over at redmenplus.com. All build up to Wembley and hopefully the reaction after it as the Reds lift their first trophy of hopefully 4 this season. So yeah, all those are available both in video and in podcast forms as well. So podcast listeners like yourselves, you haven't got time to sit and watch stuff all day, which I understand. Whether you're on your commutes, on your runs, on the school run, whatever you're getting up to whenever you listen to your podcasts, then you can get all this content in your native apps as well. So do go and check all that out. And yet we'll be back with another episode of Red Men Bite Size tomorrow. See you all soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.